Your business exists because you had the idea to start it. Everything begins in our minds. That's why your business results cannot outgrow your current level of thinking. Do you want to serve more clients, make more money, without working more or burning yourself out? Grow yourself first as a leader of your business, because that's who you are, a leader, even if you're the only person in your business right now. When you lead yourself first, the business results will always follow. My name is Maggie Perrotin. I'm an international business and leadership coach, an expert in business mindset, strategy, and high performance. I created the Diamond Effect podcast to help you elevate your thinking, expand your perspective, and through it, grow your business without overwhelm. So let's get started. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Diamond Effect Podcast, episode 71. Today, we will talk a little bit about marketing. I hope it to be quick and fun episode. And one that challenges your thinking about your marketing and looks at it from a little bit different perspective. The episode title is The Story of Your Marketing. Because we hear a lot about telling stories in your marketing. So like in particular posts or emails or blogs and so on. But I want to flip that and ask you a question today is, what story is your marketing telling your clients? What overall story is your marketing telling your clients? So if I was your best client and I looked at all your marketing that you're doing to put yourself in front of me and to be visible, to make it easy for me to find you as your best client, and if I look at all of what you've done this year, what would it tell me? What would I see? Would I be able to find you easily, right? Were you visible enough for me to find you? And if I did, would I be able to know who you are as a business, who you are as a leader and business owners? Is that vision that I have in my mind or that I would build if I knew? Because maybe the answer is no, maybe I wouldn't know. And if I wouldn't know, then that tells you something about your marketing. But if I did know, would I like you and trust you? Is the way how you show up in your over marketing as a business, the image you project, or as a leader of your business, is it trustworthy, right? I'm going to ask you a lot of questions in this episode. And before I go on and ask you more questions, what I wanted to say is that pause as I talk or rewind, write down those questions and truly answer them for yourself. Take time as the CEO of your business, because it's a really strategic time if you take them and answer those questions for yourself. And because we're getting closer to the end of the year, this is a perfect time to reflect back if you haven't done it yet. Okay. So again, we're looking at your overall marketing from the perspective of your best clients. If they had like a magical way to see all your marketing, even if it's just for this year, what would they see? Right. So the next question I have for you is that, would I be able to know how you serve me? How do you help me? Would I be able to relate to? So like, even if I know how you help me and serve me, somehow I can figure it out, right? would I be able to relate to? What is the tone of your messaging? How do you talk to me? Do you talk to me in a language that I understand, at the level that I understand? Or do you talk to me from that an expert level in such a complicated language that I get confused halfway through whatever I'm reading? Or are you talking to me with love and compassion and the sense that I get as your client is, I've got you, I can help you? Or are you frustrated with me that I'm not buying from you yet, that I haven't made the decision? Or are you entitled and expect me to buy just because you created one post or gave me one training or gave me a blog and so on? Are you pointing out my mistakes that I'm making and not helping myself in a gentle way? Or are you very rough about it? And maybe, you know, that throws me off, right? The next question I have is, would I know how to buy from you? So do I need to go through many pieces of content or many areas to figure out how to buy from you? Or is it easy for me, even if I found one piece of content from 4 months ago that you created, and that piece, or not even content, like it could be any way you market the business, your business. But if I came across that one way, that one action you took to market your, to make yourself visible to me as your ideal client, would I know how to contact you and how to buy from you because that particular way spoke to me? Or would I have to go on a search and quest to figure it out? Right? What impression do I get as your ideal client from you? Like, do I trust you? Do I like you? Do I know what you're all about as a business and also a little bit as a person? And depending on your ideal client, and now I'm talking as Maggie the coach, not as your best client. And depending on the client, that expectation might be different, right? If your clients are professionals, kind of like mine, they don't necessarily want to know everything about me as a person, as a coach. They will be okay with whatever personal story I share because that's who I attract, right? I'm an expert. I can help you. And my personal life doesn't matter to that extent, or they don't want to know. They don't care. But maybe your clients do care, and you are that person who positions themselves in the marketing as their friend. And you want your clients to get that vibe from you, their best friend, their buddy, and so on. But to get that positioning, to get that vibe, you need to share enough, not overshare, but share enough to create that, right? So as I said, like, you probably read a lot, or there is a lot of content out there about storytelling in your marketing. So like sharing your individual stories in your post, right? Or client stories, or maybe, as I said, like your personal stories. But I always like to tell my clients, if you're sharing a personal story outside of just talking about you to get your client to know you, who you are, what you're all about, but like sharing maybe a different personal story, not presenting yourself, is that carry a message that resonate, that will resonate with your audience, that and that it's somehow connected to your business, right? Like, I sometimes do personal stories, like from, you know, maybe things I do with my kids or certain events we have. But if I do that, I usually always connected somehow to my clients and the business through the challenges that they struggle and so on. Okay. And those stories are great, but as I said, they're part of a bigger, greater story, right? They're not a separate loner. And why is this important to think about it this way? Well, think about your business as a structure, right? As a as a structure. So if you had, and let's just say that every marketing action you take, so whether it's a piece of content, whether it's networking, a conversation, whether it's podcast, whatever you do, is a brick. So on its own, each brick is beautiful, it's great, you know, it's not broken, looks amazing. But then if you don't treat the total of those bricks as a structure, they just become a pile of bricks loosely connected together, right? Like if you demolish something, and let's just say you don't destroy the bricks, but you take them up one by one and you put them in a pile, it's kind of a structure, but it doesn't have a purpose. It breaks easily. It's just there, right? As opposed to, if you put those bricks together to build a house or build a bridge or some sort of valuable structure that adds value to people who use it as a one structure, not just individual bricks, this is like a whole different level, right? And that's what I want you to think about your marketing, because your marketing showcases your brand and your business and what your business is or should be is a structure that's intentional, that's thought through, that's created from beginning to end to bring more value to your ideal clients than its individual parts, individual bricks, right? Brand is not just like pretty colors and logo and like pictures looking together. Brand has a depth. True branding, it's about the depth, the business essence and positioning and showing your best clients what you're all about. Okay. And only then it can come as a whole and it can tell a true story of how you stand out, how you're the best for your best clients, and they shouldn't be even thinking about your competition, right? And that only happens when you are clear on what that means. You believe in it 100%, right? And then that showcases in every single pose because like it's core of who you are, right? When we are believing something strong and we have strong values that we know, it will show in our actions and how we show up as humans without us thinking actively about it 100% of the time. It just becomes who we are. So it's the same with your business, right? And the depth of your brand. If you're super clear on your mission, your vision, your values, like what you're all about, and you truly believe that and you live it every day, day in and day out, then it will show in how you market your business. It will show in your marketing as like a consistent sort of story. Okay. And when your clients see that unified sort of message, and it doesn't mean that you're talking about same thing the same way over and over to the point it is boring, but whatever you talk about and however you talk about it, it has that underlying foundation that can be the voice, right? That it's recognizable. Like think about some great singers, right? Like Beyonce or Alicia Keys or whomever, Adele or whomever you love, they could sing different types of songs and they make different collaborations and so on. But when they sing, you can recognize as them. Even if they sing in like multiple singers, right? Like you will know that particular piece is Adele, and that particular piece is Beyoncé. They have this voice, very characteristic, that shows through every song, their own style, no matter what type of song. So even if you took Beyoncé and asked her to sing opera, you would know it was Beyoncé, right? So it should be the same with your business. Even if you tell in marketing different things, share stories, and so on, there should be that underlying voice that it's super recognizable to your clients. That's part of the diamond effect. Otherwise, if you don't have it, then your clients can get confused because they get almost like different messages, and it creates that dissonance, right? The bricks in your structure are very loose and they're not connected. And that creates confusion. Like my kids say, sometimes you're kind of sus, right? Like it's the trust can't be fully developed. Okay. Now, if you are thinking now, like, Maggie, how do I set up the business foundation and how do I set up that depth of branding and so on? I want to encourage you to maybe listen to episode number 59 of Diamond Effect Podcast about how to set up your business for success, where I will give you, or there I give you a little bit more details or how you can do it for yourself. Okay. But I always, when my clients come to me or new clients come to me, that's why I always start with setting up their business foundations that are deeply aligned with who they are. Okay. And it doesn't matter if the clients come to me and they have some sort of that foundation or they don't have it at all. We always start there. We don't spend a lot of time because it doesn't have to be a lot of time. But where they understand how important it is and how useful it becomes, they have a lot of aha moments through this process. So if they've never done this before, they realize how powerful it is. And even if they've done it, but they've done it halfway because they just didn't realize the importance of setting up that foundation, or they did it, somebody told them, but they really didn't understand the why behind it, they always end up being deeply connected to their business. Again, as I said, it always brings a lot of aha moments, the exercise we do. It also gives them such a deeper understanding of how their marketing should look like, how their visual branding should look like, how they want to present themselves to their ideal clients in marketing. Okay. They also get like even ideas about what to put in marketing and so on. I highly recommend you do it. It also will give you, like, on top of it, we're talking marketing here, but like having that strong business foundation also will act as a filter for you to make decisions, set certain processes, you know, the clients you want to work with, the people you want to hire or collaborate with. It serves so many other things in your business. It's such an important part. I can't stress this enough. And I'm sure you can hear in my voice, I'm pretty passionate about it and very strong opinion about it. Okay. So I highly recommend you do it, because if you treat your business as a main source of your income and you consider yourself a professional business owner, a professional CEO, a leader, then it's a must. Okay. And from that, you can be so much more intentional about your marketing. That's why, like, when I create strategy, marketing strategy with my clients, I call it intentional marketing strategy, because it's never just coming from, oh, let's look what others are doing and this could work for you. But it truly comes deeply from those business foundations, from the clients that my clients want to work with. And it has so much more depth. And with that comes strong confidence that when that strategy is executed at the highest level, it will create the results that my clients want. And it will get them to the goals that they set. Okay. Now, if you have no idea how to do it, and no matter how much I tell you, you still want my help, then of course, I'm happy to help you. I'm happy to work with you on that. And I will put a link to my calendar in the show notes, so you can always schedule a free consultation and we can start there, just talk more about your business. But one last thing before I finish today's episode, what I want to say is that what I'm not saying here in this episode, so I just want to say that in case your brain goes to like an extreme, our brain likes extremes, is that I'm not saying to be not authentic in your marketing and being obsessed about every single post and how it looks like, or, you know, going into perfection and so on. It's about actually being authentic, but it being authentic from that aligned place and where your clients see who you are and there's no dissonance from post to post, but also at the same time, as you grow as a leader of your business and your business grows and evolves, that actually shows in your marketing. Because when it shows, but it shows from that aligned and intentional place, I think it inspires people to see how you evolve, but doesn't confuse them. Okay, when your marketing tells a very chaotic story, because it's not aligned with who you are, and it's kind of like a bunch of random things, then it confuses. When it shows your natural progression and growth, it inspires, it builds connection, it makes you more relatable, and people love you even more. All right, so that's all what I had for you today. What is the story that your marketing overall is telling your clients? Answer the questions from the beginning, set up some strong business foundations, and you will see that you'll be able to make such a bigger impact in your business and help so many more people than maybe you're doing now. Have a fantastic week. Bye. Thank you for listening today. If this podcast resonated with you, please come back. Also, you can leave a review on whatever platform you're listening. And if you have a suggestion, question, or a topic you would like me to talk about, let's get in touch via email. Email me at maggie@stairwaytoleadership.com. See you in the next episode.